Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly.
Facts.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I tried so hard. I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about them Predators scoring, but I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Hey! Episode 132 of the Grease Pole Podcast.
Oh,
you
suck.
Hey! You suck! I was way off cue there. I don't have a lot of rhythm, people. I'm white. Shout out to those that do, though, for episode 132 of the Grease Pole Podcast. Appreciate you taking part. As always, new episodes drop in your face each and every Monday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever the fuck it is that you podcast. Live simulcast over on YouTube, Grease Pole Podcast. Hit the subscribe button there. Review, follow, whatever, all the to-do list stuff that people that do what we do when we speak in the microphones are supposed to tell you to do. Mm-hmm. I hear audible sound. Is that you, Joseph?
I mean, who else would it be but the champ? The champ is here, of course.
Oh, why that energy?
Because I'm the champ, Corey. Until somebody defeats me, I am the champ. And the champ will do whatever it takes to remain the champion. As a matter of fact, I already had the game won last week against Puck You Up, but yet I still made two trades to try to get a complete shutout, because that's what the champ is going to do. I didn't get it, but that's okay. I still tried. And at the end of the day, if you're going to be the champ, if you're going to win the whole entire league, you have to do what it takes. You have to make sacrifices. You have to make decisions that you will make. You will make these trades. You will make these waiver wire acquisitions, if you will, because you're not just going to sit around and let things happen. You're going to take control of the situation. And that's what I did.
I love when you take control. It's so hot, dude. We play each other this week, pal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah, that means a win for you.
Win for you. We'll see, I guess, won't we?
Hey, don't look now, but sixth seed, man. Sixth seed in the playoffs, your boy. Sneaking up, pesky down the stretch.
Well, you know, if you could take – I'll give you this little piece of advice, Corey, how you can beat me this week, and maybe how you can win the whole league this year, as a matter of fact. You want to know the inside scoop?
I'm always listening to every syllable. I hang on every word you say. You know this.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, actually, Justin and D, you can listen to this too, and anybody else that's playing in our fantasy hockey league. Here's the thing. Listen, all you need to do is wear your mustard cat sweater. That's all you need to do. Because I don't know if you know, but the mustard cat has a long history that I don't know if you know this, but they've never lost wearing the mustard cat sweaters. Never.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have won the Stanley Cup in the mustard cat sweater.
Only one,
and
though,
not,
right?
And not only that, they won two Stanley Cups in the mustard cat sweater.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
But wait, there's more. 2016 and 2017, allegedly, back-to-back Stanley Cup championships in the mustard cat sweater. Oh, so, that's really what you need is just a mustard cat sweater, Corey.
I'm not taking off my Tanner Janot jersey ever. I'm going to sleep in this thing, and it's going to be permanently entrenched in my body until I get bounced Broad Street Cheeks does from the playoffs. But you learned us something, man, is we all got learned this weekend that the Predators apparently won two Stanley Cups. This according to an employee.
Allegedly, I didn't have the heart to tell him as he told me this bullshit. Yeah. Straight to my face, as a matter of fact. Like, I'm not a hockey fan. And
yeah. That we're not currently at a Predators game. Like, we swapped this out, guys.
Yeah, we might have
some knowledge here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, so whatever his name was, you know, continue spewing out your bullshit, and that's fine. Hopefully somebody else will correct you, but I just didn't have the heart to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, me either. I wanted to partially, but
I wonder how many people before us didn't correct him. Like, how many people has he given this false knowledge to?
Well, I think our guy left the door open for him because we were having a conversation about how the mustard cat looked better in person than mm-hmm. it does on TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And homeboy picked up, and he immediately took that as a window to slide into the convo and feed us lies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I would have respected it more if he was, like, gonna get commission for the sale, because he's trying to get me to buy the mustard cat sweater.
Yeah.
And if our guy was gonna get a commission on the sale, then I would respect it more. But you're not even gonna get a commission on this, bud.
Yeah. No.
Like, you know,
Yeah.
There's nothing in it for him. It's like all
there's nothing in it for you.
Yeah. Just look at Wikipedia, bro. That's all you really have to do.
That's it. But hey, you know, at the end of the day, maybe he just had social anxiety and he was looking for something to say, and that's okay. Sure. So whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
We'll go with that. That sounds
it's
love
fine.
That you just invented an illness for a Nashville Predators employee. That's so good of you.
Invented an illness.
But
that's funny, Corey. That's real funny. You're great.
I try my hardest for you, man.
Well, you're killing it right now.
Thanks, pal. I always count on you to pick me up in more ways than one. Fun time had by everybody, though.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, considering I just brought a couch upstairs to my loft by myself, I can pick up a lot of things.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
It is hot. You would be able to. You didn't knock on the neighbor's door for help. You said, fuck that. I don't need your help.
Nah, I said, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to do this my damn self. I don't know. I mean,
it could have
went real bad, but it ended up being okay. So, you know.
Scene with the pivot, but by yourself? Like, how did you do this logistically? I don't understand, Joe. Like, how did this happen?
Okay, well, do you want the full play-by-play?
Yes, walk us through everything that happened in your day today.
Okay, not that far. Jesus,
I
just want to know how you got the couch on the stairs.
Let's start with the couch.
Okay, so, well, the couch was, all I did was take the cushions off, you know, and then take the pillows off. And so I stood the couch up, and I slid it over to, I have the stairs up to my loft, which is right by my front door. And there's, 14 stairs.
Oh.
So I stood the couch up.
I like that.
And then I just, decided to pull it up the stairs as I'm going up the stairs backwards, right? And then I get to the pivot point of my loft where you can't move the couch. So I literally squatted down and hugged the couch tight into my belly.
Yeah.
And then I lifted it up to the other side where the loft is, put on one side of the couch on that railing. And then I walked around the other side, slowly brought the couch down, and then turned it up on the right side. And then it was over. So there we go.
God, Joe, this is so ridiculous.
Tremendous visuals. May I ask, though, did you notice, speaking of tremendous visuals, there was a Kelly Clarkson that was checking you out at the gas pump in Knoxville, Tennessee this weekend. Did you happen to notice, or are you just accustomed to that?
I mean, I'm pretty accustomed to that, but I didn't notice her. I mean, was she a blonde, or was she a brunette, or was she black-haired, what kind of hair did she have?
So here's the way I have a feeling her life went. She was probably a prom queen, really, really smoking hot in high school, and got married to the wrong guy, had a couple of kids, and has to take...
Well, he was the high school quarterback, though, I bet.
And they both have, you know, as we all do, except you, put on a few pounds, regrettably, and, I mean, she was... She wasn't a bummer, dude, but she had high thoughts of you for sure, as we all do.
Why didn't somebody give me the Iggy? I don't remember this.
I thought you noticed, because I thought this is your life. You who's more aware of people looking at you than you?
No, I don't pay attention to that shit. We were in Knoxville, you said? Is that on the way down or the way back?
It was the first time it was when V and I swapped driving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was early in the morning then, eh?
You were making your protein shake or whatever it was by the gas pump.
Oh, which doesn't
narrow it down, because you did that every fucking time we stopped.
Okay. So was she behind us or in front of us or to the side of us?
She was that's a lot of options. She was all of them, kind of, depending on depending on your orientation. She got a view of all of you.
Where was she, like, as a comparison to the van? Like, what pump are we talking? Was she talk like behind?
Because we were in the front pump.
Okay, so if you're, this is a blast for anyone listening. Yeah. She was, if we pulled in as if, yeah, we pull into the far back right gas dump pump.
She was the first
left one that you would pull into. So.
Okay, it's all coming back to me now. No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
He's on this journey and he doesn't even remember anything.
Would you like me to just travel with you everywhere you go and just point out, hey, this person's checking you out? That would be a fun gig for me.
Yeah, we just put like an air tag on it or something.
Yeah, but the problem is you'd always have the checkout guy that's supposed to alert you checking you out. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine too. Whatever. I mean, hey, that old dude was a nice man. Like he's top tier. He's top tier.
Nice guy.
Oh, the dude at the gas station.
Yeah,
that's a good dude. He was a very, that's a good dude.
Nashville was definitely very kind. The people there are very polite, and he was the nicest gas station attendant that I've ever encountered. Very, for sure.
Yeah, he was good. He was good people for sure.
Safe travels. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, man. I was like, well,
we are blessed. You see who we're traveling with?
Yes. I would go back to Nashville just to see that dude again.
Just to light a palm.
Because our man Bill probably would remember everybody that he sees. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I remember you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's like I remember you guys. You came from Virginia. You're back. I see.
How have you guys been?
And he would remember everything about our trip.
Absolutely. You bought a teriyaki Slim Jim and some strawberry milk.
That's such an odd combination.
I didn't actually get strawberry milk. I don't know what the fuck. A lot of energy drinks were consumed this weekend. Yeah. My gut is still fucked.
You drink a lot of energy drinks, bud. Like a lot. But hey, I mean, to give you props though, you drove literally like 15 of the 20 hours. So.
Yeah,
you're a champ, man. So I got to give it to you there.
I told you I would take care of you. hopefully now I proved my worth to you. You're a champ, dude, because you were a fucking sardine back there.
And
there were
a lot of times
where I tend to look in mirrors a lot when I drive because just obsessive compulsive, and that's how I avoided that high speed chase guy, which is
that
a whole other
crazy
fucking
shit. Yeah. I forgot
but
about
there
that.
Were many times where I would look in the rear view and just past Justin's head, I would see your hairy ass knee just sticking up, looking like you just stuck your penis in an electric socket.
There wasn't a whole lot of room back there, so I had to I actually had the most room laying down, which is why I laid down most of the time, because that was the most room that I had. Because I don't know if you know this, but I'm a very tall man, so the back seat there didn't give a whole lot of headroom. And props to Hot Carl and his van; it was top tier. But there wasn't a whole lot of room, especially when we're going over bumps. I would hit my head constantly, I had the most room laying down. And when I say laying down, I mean in the fetal position, with my knees tucked up into my chest.
Oh my god! Yeah. Why didn't anybody train? Why didn't you tell us? Like I knew you were back there, but
did you at any point want to drive? Because you have guilted me now. After for you, what you just said, I now feel guilty for the compliment you just gave me about driving.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to drive the first time I woke up on our way down there, but it's fine. It's cool. It's no big deal.
Yeah, hey, listen,
it's fine. I spent the whole entire day today stretching and doing yoga so my body would go back to normal. I was actually came out of that van at 6'1", and I'm back now to about 6'2.5". So yeah. I got another about a half inch to go to get back to normal, but it's fine. It's good. We had a good time.
You know what, Joe? I'm really bummed because we missed out on good road trip bonding because you didn't tell us you were cramped back there.
This is horse shit. Stop being so Minnesota nice. Tell us next time, yeah?
No, it's fine. You were really hard set on driving, so I'll let you have that. It's fine.
You have to bully him out of driving. That's the only way.
Nah, it's fine.
No,
it's okay.
The only way I got him to not kill us on the way there. Like, if you don't tell him stop driving, he'll just keep going.
Like, no, it was fine. Because to be honest, while I was cramped back there, but really, I mean, I had a hell of a day previously. I was at work at the gym all day, and then I went to the concert. So yeah, I mean, I was good. I was good sleeping. I literally slept almost the whole entire way down. So I was good. And then Oh, so our hotel, I mean, thankfully we found a really affordable hotel, but of course I did the same thing on the couch there, which I volunteered for, by the way, I'll take that.
Yeah.
But I curled up on the couch as well. So essentially I didn't really sleep well, which is fine. I called that couch. It's okay. But so then I could just sleep on the way back too. So it all worked out. I was tired. I wouldn't have been able to drive anyway. I would have fallen asleep.
Joe, you could have slept in the bed with Corey. I would have taken the couch, I'm sure. You guys could have snuggled.
No, I'm good. It's okay. It's fine.
I'm very snuggly. She can attest to that.
And I mean, I'm a snuggler, I tell you what. But, you know, I would just be... I wouldn't want anything to pop up, you know, and just be a bad time, you know? So.
That's why you make a pillow wall.
Okay, while we're here, Big Spoon or Little Spoon, which would you prefer to be in that equation?
Oh, Big Spoon.
I mean, you got it with the height.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Big Spoon for sure.
I am shorter than you.
Yeah, Big Spoon, obviously.
Corey was hoping you'd want to be Little Spoon because, like, he wants to smuggle you.
I don't know. I'm like, there's definitely pros and cons to both. Either way, I win.
Because I get hot, man. I get hot, so.
Oh, you got to be able to push away.
Oh,
I get
me
you.
Too. Me too.
Yeah.
Let's file that under the category of things that mean two things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. This is great. This is great podcasting, you guys.
This is excellent podcasting.
We're talking about the national trip. Instead, we're talking about how you guys are going to share a bed next time.
No, we definitely are. Next roadie. So, yeah, Nashville.
Bridgestone, quite the barn.
It definitely
it's is. A hell of a barn. Hell of a barn.
Oh, yeah. That was freaking awesome.
So, obviously, you can't reveal your final rankings yet for the year because you still have trips left to go on. But
I do. Yep, I do.
Favorite features about Bridgestone? Did you like the tour we took?
I did really enjoy the tour. You know, like, Bridgestone is cool for it's just very bright. It's the brightest arena that I've been to thus far. It's so well lit, and you know, I'm just gonna give it. It's definitely getting top points for that. Like, it's you could literally, you know, see everything essentially. It was just very bright. So, top tier.
Thoughts on Tim McGraw?
I mean, Tim McGraw was getting after it. You know what I mean? Like, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Yes.
You know?
Who doesn't want more of that Predator scoring?
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, you suck, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it.
Just really did.
We decided that we're like, our side team now is going to be the Predators, like our third side team, because, like, let's be serious. That was fun.
That was a blast.
It was fun as shit. Like, Nashville showed up. Very post-apocalyptic post-game. Everyone's just wandering around like drunken zombies. It was very fun. And we were by a lot of famous shit.
In the middle of the city. Like, it's so immersed inside of it. Like,
there's a lot of cool bars, a lot of famous shit around.
All the windows. That whole wall of windows just showing you the whole city is so freaking cool.
We identified two bachelorette parties that we should have pawned our guy off on. I feel like that would have been good content to bring it back to awkward sex shit.
I tell you what, next time I go to Nashville, I definitely want it to be a three-day trip.
Yes.
So there's a day to actually go and do things. Like hit on bachelorette party, of course.
Absolutely.
But also to check out the city a little bit more. I mean, we did have a very nice dining at Hattie B's. I was very pleasantly surprised about Hattie B's.
That was nice.
Pleasantly surprised? What did you think it was going to be? Bad?
I did. Yeah, I thought it was going to be bad. Like, I set my expectations low because when we first walked in, like, what did we say when we initially were like, hey, well, yeah, what do you want, Joe? Like, oh, I mean, as long as it's not fast food, you're like, okay, I gotcha. Hattie B's. And then we walk in, and there's this line out the door. I'm like, oh, this is like some fast food shit. So my expectations were low, but I was pleasantly surprised that while it has a setup of fast food, they actually cook to order said food, and then you get some damn good grub. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I didn't. To be fair, I've never been to Tennessee in my life before Saturday morning, so I didn't. I just, that was the place to be, apparently, and hot chicken is their signature food. So
and it was good. It was damn good grub. I would definitely 10 out of 10 would go there again. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah. Very, very solid. I'm bummed I didn't pick up any merch, so now I think I'm going to order some virtually. I'm mad I didn't get a hot chicken t-shirt, so shout out to Hattie B's, even though more people know of them than this pod, probably.
But you never know.
We'll support them regardless because they deserve it.
100%.
Yeah, dude. Hey, next time, man, I think you should drive some, dude. Please.
Well, next time, I don't know, we'll get like a party bus and not a van. But I mean, I am grateful we found the van at a pretty affordable price. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
Hot Carl came through for us.
Hot Carl did come through for us. He came through, most importantly for you, Hot Joe. Although I guess we failed you in leaving you in the back like a fetus.
So. Well, technically, I did put dibs on the very back. So I brought it on myself.
We were like wondering, like, why does it seems like it would be kind of like squished back there?
You looked like you were breaking every time we stopped. You looked like you were just like an action figure that's brand new out of the package and didn't bend yet.
Well, yeah, it's like a new sponge. Like, you just had to add water to me so I could expand. And again, I was a little bit cramped up in my packaging back there. But again, I did put dibs on the back seat because I knew I wanted to sleep on the way down because I was a little tired. I was tired, you know? So no, it's all good. I made my own decisions. I always make my own decisions.
Long night on Ocean Avenue for you. By the way, I still haven't listened to that song.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Corey, you literally had your AirPods in.
The entire ride.
I did. You're right. You're right. That's an accurate statement. Hey, speaking of accurate statements, can I make an observation that V and I both made?
I don't even know.
Obviously, it's your podcast, so do whatever you want.
She doesn't know that I'm about to say this into a live mic, but we have had, since Friday night, we've had about 17 private conversations between the two of us about how hot you looked in your glasses.
Oh, well, all right. Thanks.
Yeah. You were asleep in the back seat.
Yeah, it's like a whole other. It's like you have an alter ego. It's like there's Hot Joe.
It was like
and
Clark Kent and like Superman. You have your natural like whatever, and then you have your like superhero mystique.
I don't know. I don't know if you know this, but that was essentially my whole entire pro wrestling persona.
I was just gonna say, didn't know you during your wrestling career. Yeah. Did I meet Jay Steele for the first time on Friday?
Kind of, sort of.
Shit. The only thing I was missing was the tearaway pants.
Yes.
That would have been hot.
you know what we're buying for Roadie Part 2?
In my vest, too, but you couldn't see that anyway because Heath Slater still has that, so probably. Or it's in the props truck of WWE, either way.
He's also
whatever.
Kids.
Yes, he does.
So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're gonna have another Roadie Part 2, and you're gonna be more comfortable this time. I'm gonna see to it, okay? I'm gonna be a good son.
Yeah, we're gonna get a party. We're gonna get a party bus. That's what we're gonna do.
We're gonna get a party bus. You're gonna get some tearaway pants, and we're gonna get really fucking weird.
I'm putting the flag down for Buffalo because
here we go.
I'm with it.
I think that would be.
I'm down for Buffalo when I get that Tage sweater. Fuck yeah.
Reasonable drive. And yeah, definitely solid sweaters too. So I feel like we could all wear Buffalo and food also. There's going to be options there. I just now know our guy's parameters. He doesn't do well with fast cash. So we have to have a sit down place.
I really wanted a steak, but it's all good. I enjoyed Addy Beans.
Oh, fuck.
He wanted meat, man. He wanted meat.
Well, hey now.
I did get some meat in my mouth, though. Like I said, Addy Beans hooked it up.
They did, for sure, man. So we will do we'll do Buffalo, and we'll get hyper weird. What's your favorite bevy drink of choice? If Hot Joe's getting weird, what are you going with?
Tequila, obviously.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, I did not either.
What
I thought we had this conversation on my birthday.
Neither of us remember that. None of us.
I barely remember that day, so it's all good.
Yeah,
but
probably tequila. Really good. As you should have. It was your.
Tequila. Yeah, tequila. Okay. The Rocks tequila, Termana.
Oh,
on the rocks.
I think you just finally got a negative strike from Corey.
Corey just looked like what?
Either May that. I ask why Dwayne?
Because he has the best tequila. That's why, Corey. I ask you why not Dwayne.
I'm a Jameson guy. I'm not a big tequila guy. I will accept tequila if it's placed in front of me. I will take anything if it's in front of me. But if I'm
crazy.
I'm frustrated that I can't get away from this motherfucker. Nobody
just
can.
Just accept him. He needs to be in your life.
I don't want to accept Dwayne. I don't. I don't. That's That's discouraging, okay, man. Well, you know what? I don't feel so bad for your fucking fetal position.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You support him. You support... I'm kidding. I love you. I still feel bad. But let's maybe try some different tequila, friend, huh?
I've tried many tequilas, friend, and The Rocks is the best. By far. Bar none.
Wow, Terramana.
Yeah, Stone Cold's going to have to come out with some tequila now.
Well, that's... you know, if he came out...
Tequila 316.
He strikes me as a whiskey guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Stone Cold's a JD guy.
There you go.
And that's what, yeah.
JD and IPAs.
Yep. Yeah, the IPAs can fuck off. But
it sounds
I'm
like you guys are talking like a different language because I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
Jack Daniels, and apparently I didn't even know Dwayne had a tequila. I just learned this, and now I'm depressed, and I want to go bathe with a plugged-in toaster.
Okay.
You know what you should everywhere. Do? You should bathe in some Termana Blanco because it'll cleanse your skin, and also you can drink it, and it'll go down smooth.
Will you bathe with me?
If we put it in a hot tub scenario, yeah, I'm down with that.
God. Okay.
Oh my God. Justin, you're just going to have to keep me company while they do their thing.
Yes. Yeah. Because the fumes of the tequila being hot will get you even more fucked up.
That's true. We can just have it seeping through in and out of our pores.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
A sauna of Dwayne.
I love the sound of it. I love it.
Did you wear your Preds hat today?
I did not know because I wear I do my hair.
Yeah,
I fix my hair. I only wear a hat when I don't do my hair, or if I'm sleeping in the back of a minivan. So there's that. You can't cover up this flow, Corey.
No, you can't. You can't
I know, that's why he was so upset that that kid won best flow, because he was like, my flow is way better, but fuck this kid.
Yeah,
like,
look at our guy over here.
Mr. Mullet over here.
I mean, he did have a really good mullet, honestly. It was
impressive.
It was
good.
Yeah, he looked like little Levi Garrett.
Very Nashville.
Dude, so Nashville.
America.
Yeah, I mean, it was on par, for sure.
Billy Ray over there. All right, man. What's for dinner tonight? You know we have to ask you. Fish?
Do you know it's salmon? I got a spinach salad. I got some green beans.
Oh,
and I got about
so
a half
good.
Cup of wet rice with a little bit of Italian dressing over there.
It sounds so good.
Very solid. A spinach salad sounds worse than The Rock's tequila.
Oh, my God.
I just got Corey to try salmon, what was it, like a year ago?
I like fish, but I'm not very well versed in the pescatarian ways.
Yeah.
I'm by no means a pescatarian, but I just like fish.
Fish
what do you
is
mean
good.
You're not a pescatarian? You eat fish fucking 5 days a week, man.
I also eat steaks and I eat chicken, so I'm not a pescatarian, but I do love fish.
I think we should get together, guys, and have a steak night. Like all of us, just
yeah,
like, do a steak
we
on
haven't
the
had steak in a while, so a steak
as a matter
delicious.
As a matter of fact, I have let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, I have 5 pounds of Top Round steak in my fridge right now.
Why is this life so nice?
You know what would be really cool is if we could time it right to do Volbeat after the fact and then do steak night after the fact.
That would be hot.
Oh, that would be so good.
Hey,
that'd be interesting.
Maybe can we do a mini documentary series and just follow you around for a couple days? Because
oh my God.
Your life fascinates me.
I mean,
yeah, as long as you don't get in my way.
He did definitely just pull couch up the stairs. Like, can we just talk about that by himself?
Yeah. What do you mean get in your way? Did I get in your way once over the last 48 hours?
No. No. No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying is during the week, I have a routine. I'm very routine based. So you just gotta, you can film. You can film, but you just gotta get out of my way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get out of my way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I love you, because it's very much obsessive compulsive routine based for me too. I have to do the same thing at the same time every day or I'm convinced I'm gonna die.
Well, I don't go that far with it, but I do have a routine and I don't like being out of my routine. So I'm saying, yeah, you totally can follow me around. I would love to hang out, but I'm just saying, don't get in my way. That's all.
No, I would. I promise you won't even know I'm there.
Perfect. Be a total voyeur for me.
Yes, I mean that.
He loves the
voyeuristic
view. That's his favorite.
I do. I mean that in the weirdest way
there
possible.
You go. There you go.
All right, I'll let you go so you can eat your pescatarian, and I'll stop being weird and harassing you. We love you, friend.
I love you guys too. It was a great trip.
Hell
always,
yeah.
Man.
Later, man.
Always.
All right, have a good pod. Later.
I feel horrible. He wanted to drive.
I mean, I tried to tell you several times.
I feel horrible. Yeah, she did.
You're very much a domineering when you're a driver.
I'm a shitty passenger. I'm not good at it, and I feel like I failed him now. And now I want to go cry like Sirianni did during the national anthem. Yeah, we love you, Joe. I'm sorry that you were frozen. That's awful for him.
It was. But we all watched it.
Dwayne.
I was gonna offer him like to switch, but like you saw, I'm shorter than him, and I kept having to like. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's why I tried to sit in front of you, because I figured Liam's smaller, so he can sit behind me and squish up, or switch, sit behind him and squish up. With me, I always usually sit my seat really forward.
Next time, nothing else matters other than accommodating our guy.
Okay.
That's all that matters. His happiness equals my happiness.
You know, this bit gets kind of far, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just so you know, this bit's getting kind of far.
It's not a bit. This is very real.
Okay, good.
His
good
happiness, my happiness is not happy unless he's happy.
So a few things more, because I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about Nashville on Gear Freaks, but like a few things I feel like we have to hit before we get out of here.
Of course.
We talked a little bit about going out onto Broadway and like the chaos that was Broadway.
Yep.
We got to give props to, because one of the things you and I constantly go to is, why does Nashville, Tennessee have a hockey team?
Yes.
They support that fucking team.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
They showed the fuck up.
Like this, I mean, sure, they're in the playoff race and everything, but they haven't had a great year. They're not a very good team.
No, they're not.
And that place was still packed on a Saturday afternoon.
1 o'clock puck drop. And it was lit, dude.
And they were on fire for it.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then afterwards, again, you know, going into, I guess technically not really enemy territory, Kraken jersey, Flyers jersey, Devils jersey, and Joe was wearing a Caps shirt. And nobody said anything cross to us, which
if
was...
If anything, I got told they liked my jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
And then even further, Corey got stopped...
Yes.
By a drunk guy.
Yeah.
To talk about the squad.
Embraced hard as fuck for like a few seconds.
Like we were
I thought you knew him.
No, I've never met him before, but it's like he sidestepped and started heading to us, and I'm like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know? And he was very, I could smell it on him. That guy felt really good, and good for him. Really good for him. I hope he made it wherever he ended his night. I hope he made it there safely for sure. But it was really cool amidst a sea of people to see the winged pea and be like, this guy also hates his life.
Yeah.
So that
he's
meant
got
a lot.
Stopped by a Flyers fan going downstairs when we were going down to see my cousin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I like your, what was it, Lindros or whatever?
Yeah.
He's like, I like your Lindros sweater. He's like, yeah, Lord knows we don't have anybody on the team that's worth the shit for a sweater now.
He's
like,
everyone now sucks. So who else am I going to wear?
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, you got Carter Hart. And he was like, yeah, no, he's going to want to kill himself soon anyways.
He already does, probably. It's only a matter of time before he Bobrovsky's as well.
Right after super drunk guy, another Flyers fan comes walking up and he's like, yay!
Yeah, it was
which
odd,
was cool.
Dude.
You guys are like, you just have, you have your people.
We do.
In,
we're everywhere.
When we were in Bridgestone, I was taking Liam to the restroom and I just heard a guy go, Marty, go Devs! And he comes up, we do the like,
yes.
I was like, I just didn't expect that.
Not
at
all.
And then more importantly, at some point, I saw a guy in a jersey, like down below
the
us.
Thirds.
And I pointed to Joe. I was like, that guy's got a jersey on.
Yeah.
I saw the guy about the same time you saw a drunk Flyers guy. And he goes, go Devs! And we're like, yes! And high five. I was like,
I know. I felt very alone in
so
that moment
because
you had your thing going on. Corey had his thing and Joe was off somewhere looking at something. And I was just like, okay, guys, that's cool.
No
like,
other
just leave
Seattle
me here.
People in Nashville.
But it was just cool.
One
we're at a Predators game, and you know, to see, you know, we thought we're being clever. Oh, you know,
yeah.
No, like nobody. Not
we,
that
like,
nobody
gave a shit.
They know that we're hockey fans,
yeah,
and that we were there to watch hockey.
We weren't the only London football fans at the one Wembley game a year.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was very cool.
It was cool. So.
It was definitely a lot less hostile than y'all's fans. You guys are just brutal.
Yeah.
You could probably get away with a Kraken sweater in Philly. But
a Kraken sweater,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not walking in a Dev sweater. I don't think it's like heated like that anymore, but...
No.
Depends on how drunk the person is when you encounter them,
to be
honest.
Fair, it's only not the rivalry it once was 20 years ago when we were growing up because we are ass now.
Yeah.
You guys are good. If we held up our end of the deal, it would be a thing again, the Turnpike rivalry.
5 years ago, you guys were good and we were ass.
I can't imagine a Pens jersey walking in there.
Yeah, no, that would be not a good time for them, but fun for me and everybody else. That's why I want to go to the fucking paint arena in a Flyer sweater and just be like, yeah, what's up? What's up? Fuck you, Yinzers, and your stupid sandwiches.
I'm just going to be in the Kraken jersey, just chilling.
Yeah, and for people would be cool with that because, like, all their players go to you guys.
That's
very
true,
weird.
Too.
It's fucking odd.
It's
like,
weird how many
former
Pens. Except
Zucker. That one dude, yeah. I want to go so I can have Zucker on my freaking jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like him as a player, but it's just the name. Like, just go there for, like, a year so I can have a jersey.
No, I get
go
it.
Back.
I get it completely. There's no O'Neills in hockey, so.
That's because no Irishmen play.
No, they don't. Yeah. So Nashville was fun.
What a trip.
It was
Nashville
a good trip.
It was a very good trip.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of hills.
Yeah. A lot of hills. Beautiful drive, though. Lovely scenery to look at.
Underrated road trip, honestly.
It was. It was very easy to drive. Three highways. The only thing was the time.
Seriously.
That was it.
If,
other than that, solid.
If we would have had one more day, it would have
been
perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's like 10 hours out.
Yeah,
and none of us realized that we gained an hour going out.
Time
Nashville
zone
apparently
difference.
Is in the central time
yes.
Zone.
That definitely fucked us up. So it was cool going down, but
coming back,
it was a shitty daylight savings time coming back.
Yeah, we're like, oh,
where'd that hour go?
Yeah, oh man,
you know, oh, it stayed in the volunteer state. Super.
Rest of Tennessee kind of cheeks. Nashville, pretty cool.
Nashville
it
was
comes
dope.
Up out of nowhere too.
Mm-hmm.
It. Literally, you're just like, where are we going? Where's this arena? Oh, here it is, right across from the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Oh, we should have gone.
Well,
next time we'll go.
Yeah,
I was gonna say because like, there was this mix of like, I wanted to explore, and like, we got halfway down Broadway. I'm like, yeah, man, let's do some shit.
Yeah, dude.
But then like, we're like all hungry because we went straight to the game.
Yes, and we were on the road for fucking 12 hours.
That was
hours.
Probably the worst decision we ever made, not to eat at least something.
Because,
mm-hmm. Like, that, I know I was getting ragey towards the end because I could literally hear my stomach over the crowd. And I was like,
yeah.
I know Joe had been consuming, so he was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, there were a couple times where it was just like I was farting in the arena, just nothing. My body was just like, what the fuck, dude? And I think it was just all the coffee and the energy drinks, like I short-circuited. Because I had nothing to shit out. It was just like my body going, bruh.
Chill, man. Chill. I can't take anymore. You were drinking a lot. I've never seen him drink that many energy drinks
before.
That
was a lot.
I think
I'm surprised
12.
Your urine wasn't like a different color.
It was a lot. Found out though, Monster has a new strawberry out that's solid.
Mm.
Three of those were consumed on the ride back. Yeah.
It's a textured
can. I only had like four. Usually I am Mr. Energy Drink.
I only drink coffee.
Yeah.
That
recovery.
Was it.
Oh, that's another thing we got to talk about. Pilot having make your own Dunkin'.
Holy fuck, dude.
That was so awesome.
Shout out to Pilot gas station. They're very accommodating.
Apparently it's not at every one, though. It's only at select
they're
ones.
They're called a Dunkin' Express. If you're anywhere within the sound of our voices and you ever come across a Dunkin' Express, immediately cut across all lanes of traffic and stop there. Endanger everyone else, including yourself and your passengers, to go make your own coffee. That's a thing you can do. And that shit was a goddamn game changer.
Put a lot of places on the map this weekend.
Yeah, I was like harassing the girl that works there. Like, do you guys get this for free? Like, what's the deal? Because we're about to move here and just relocate so I can make my own coffee.
So they're looking at, the two of them are looking at the hot coffee. And Corey goes, man, I feel kind of like a brat, but like, where's the cold brew? And I was like, on the other side. He's like, what?
And just my entire life changed. I was like,
and
wait.
You put brownie batter as a flavor in there, like
creamer, because that's what I needed. But I left and I was like, I want more pumps. I wish I'd have put more in there because I had the ability to put as much
he
as
only
I wanted
put three
in there.
Pumps, not five.
Why did I limit myself? Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with me? So
I'm surprised you didn't have it in a cup to go, to be honest. Just like pump it in an empty cup.
Well, yeah, like I was immediately, I think we were like 10 minutes down the road and I was like, I should have made two. because like when that thing was gone, I was crestfallen. I put a nipple on that to like stretch it out and make it last. That girl was sick of my shit though. Mm. She didn't want to answer any questions. She was just like, I mean,
I'm working. Yeah. 6 a.m. This it wasn't even that.
It was weird. She came over and talked to me after you left. And I was just like, why are you talking to me? He was the one talking to you.
Yeah, she didn't. I just wanted to know what the perks were of being there. But to be fair, it was fun for us because we were out of town and on a vacation. Mm-hmm. That's her everyday misery.
Yeah.
Like what's fun for me to get free burn. Any better pumps is her misery. She's like, this sucks. This is shit. This is not a way to live. Don't work here. Stay where you're at.
And I'm never like, come back, please.
Yeah, we're about to uproot 3 lives just so I can get free coffee made however the fuck I want. And
he was trying to sell Nashville when we were there. He's like, I could see living here. I'm like, that's nice. We're not living here.
Yeah, but I was just like, it was culture shock, but it was also like kind of cool.
Nashville was a cool town.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I definitely want to like visit it proper now.
Go back and explore.
Yeah, yeah, I got to do more this time than the previous time I went, but still, there's just like shit, just all of Broadway. I just want to go down all of Broadway. Like they had that record store that was like not open.
No, it was permanently closed. I don't know why, but I remember looking it up as we were walking. So I was like, "This is cool. Why is this on Broadway if it's closed?" And it's apparently permanently closed. It's stupid. It's like I would have gone in there and buy a record.
Hell yeah.
You can break in.
Well, there's nothing in there.
There's no records in there. What are we doing?
Hang out.
We're in here.
Like, why do they still have the sign up?
That's what I'm saying. That place looks operational. It looks like they were just probably like, we don't want to be in part of the Walking Dead that happens after the game. We're staying home.
I walked over towards it because I heard V saying something about it would be cool to go to the record store. And so I was like, I agree. So I started walking towards it and I looked in and there's like nothing in there. I was like, oh.
I was wondering what happened. I was like, did everybody just not hear me? Okay, cool. And I just kept walking. I was like, I guess that's it. That's the end of it. But
prime real estate for somebody in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're missing
Jesus,
out.
For real, they are.
Yeah.
But again, 1 p.m., those bars with like the rooftop bars packed.
Dope.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was
dope,
cool,
dude.
But packed.
Very cool.
It was crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Very
what
cool
a time.
Environment. Absolutely. So, inaugural Hockey Roadie was a success. Part 2, Buffalo is the early. If you're betting and keeping score at home, Buffalo, odds on favorite.
Unless we
so
end
far.
Up like at a playoff game somehow, which...
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to see how shit shakes out. I've got to stop with the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, no.
I've got to stop. I have to
you
walk
haven't
away.
Yet?
So, I'll say this, and to tie it briefly back into the Roadie... The Roadie's been great. The Roadie is what separated kind of like that's the landmark of like, you know what? Rear view time.
Yeah.
Like I gotta stop. I'm sitting in the parking lot at Mothership Diplomacy, just watching tape and just like delving into various shit. And I'm like, I'm texting her, like, so this is what I found out now. This is what I've discovered from delving into this shit. And it's just like, I'm driving myself nuts.
Yeah.
So the Roadie and getting the fuck out of here and not having a choice, like not even thinking about it, like it's been therapeutic as fuck because I'm like, I was driving myself insane and I was getting madder and madder by the day. And I'm like, I can't anymore. I can't. I got to let it go, man.
Yeah. And I mean, it's basically the way it works out is either there was some sort of conspiracy. And if there was, there's literally nothing you can do about it because there was a conspiracy.
And it's just like there's all this horse shit like they're looking at now, like basically modifying the rules of the quarterback sneak to where like our formation that we use can't be used anymore.
Hmm.
And it's like, it just kind of means our offensive line created more of a, you know, we created more of a push than them. That's as football as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is wrong with that? It worked for Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what I mean? If you can't stop it, that's on you. You know, you even, Chris Jones, big ass, even tried to jump over the line. Couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. So, I don't know, man. But it's, I've let it go. I'm like, you know what? Free agency in the draft. And, I mean, we know how geeked I get for the draft. That's where I'm at now. I'm like, I've got a rear view or I'm going to be in a rubber fucking room. Like, I can't, dude.
They were one of the best teams in football. Inarguably,
yeah,
most of the season.
Yeah,
what it is, dude, is it's, and this happens every year, it's there's a handful of players that aren't going to be back, and both coordinators now, offensive and defensive, which defensive, Jonathan Gannon can get the fuck out of here. He's out in Arizona making weird robot noises to dudes. But, like, we've lost both coordinators.
Hmm.
So, and, you know, I love the Brian Johnson promotion, quarterback coach. That's awesome. But it shit's going to change. The roster's not going to be the same. I mean, they're going to hand Hurts a blank check, which he fucking deserves it. But, and, you know, Howie's already said they're going to do everything they can to bring back Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. But it's not going to be the same dudes. It's not going to be the same five up front.
Do you think Kelsey's coming back?
So, here's the thing with him. I'm a big Chris Long guy, as you know if you're a listener, and you know because I'm constantly babbling around the house. That's another man crush. It's like Hot Joe and Chris Long are like...
We're just going to have random pictures of dudes around my house, and I have no idea who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to hang this picture up of this dude that from the Memphis thing or the Nashville thing. And I was like, I have no idea who that is. And he's like, well, I mean...
I was like, it's Tanner Janot. Can't we just frame it and put it in the bathroom? That'd be perfect for the bathroom. And she was like, there's going to be all these men around the house.
I don't know who these people are.
What's wrong with that? It just so happened that my favorite Predator was on the roster gimmicks they were handing out that day. How cool is that?
Yeah.
But so Chris Long tends to believe that he said that he's got a gut feeling that Kelsey's going to walk. He has flirted with retirement a lot. Here's the thing. I think he comes back because and all signs point to him retiring. He started a fucking business. Him and his wife just had another baby. I get it. If he walks, I get it. I'll be devastated because I love that man. But he might be my favorite Eagle of all time. I don't. Dawkins, though. Anyway, conversation for another day, another pod. But I don't think that, because we've got a real chance to return next year. The NFC is the weak conference. Not even close. Aaron Rodgers is about to get shipped to the AFC, too. Like, the NFC.
Wait, who's he going to the AFC with?
Well, the Green Bay's come out and said, like, we're not trading you within the NFC because, like, and I get it. Like, why would you do that? If you're going to trade him, get him the fuck out of your way. If you see him in the Super Bowl, you see him in the Super Bowl. But why would you,
yeah,
you know, or occasionally once every 4 years, whatever the fuck. But they were so close, and that loss was so heart-wrenching. And if you saw the video of Kelsey when they made the James Bradbury call, you could just hear it in his voice. He was like, that's game. And I don't think you want to go out that way when you have a team that can still come back and win it, because the worst thing you want to do is be sitting on the couch and be a year removed. And I'm not, you know, knock on wood, but what if it does happen next year? And now you're sitting at home going, if I'd have just come back, I'd have had two under my belt. You know what I mean? And I got a gut feeling it comes back. Cam Jurgens, who was drafted to be the heir at center, which Jason Kelsey had a hand in him drafting, second round pick this year, was like, if Isaac Seumalo is leaving in free agency, which he probably – we're not going to be bringing him back. It's going to cost too much and other priorities elsewhere. Cam Jurgens is like, yo, I'll play guard. I don't give a fuck. Like, it'd be an honor to play next to this dude. So, like, dudes are doing everything they can.
To get him to stay.
Yeah.
And they gave him fat bonuses.
How he got – made sure he got his bonus and also saved cap space in the process. Howie is God when it comes to everything except for the occasional whiff in the draft. And there have been some of those. And I was just like, you know who would have come in handy during the Super Bowl?
Oh, here we go with this shit. No, he wouldn't have. Because I went through my phase. He didn't do shit on the Ravens.
Stop. Stop.
Look at our shit.
Pro Football Focus
rated
him the best defensive rookie this year in the secondary. Like, he would have done more than Jordan Davis, who was out there for about a cup of coffee, and in which case he sat on Pat Mahomes and, like, touched his face.
Look, you guys clearly needed some defense, you know. Jordan Davis did what he could.
And it's like, I remember arguing
with people.
It's
not his fault that people don't put him in.
Like, you got to rotate to keep people fresh. And that was my point the whole time, is you're going to trade up for a dude that you can't play every down. You know who you can play every down? Kyle Hamilton. And, like,
okay,
I don't regret the pick. I don't. But I was like, man, he sure would have come in handy here. The other thing is, and not to be, like, whatever about the name of this pod, because it was named because Super Bowl 52 and hammered people climbing on poles that Philly PD lubed up. But I have a massive problem, and I'm sure – I know you've seen it, and just – after the Super Bowl, people were still out in the streets acting a fool, and it's like, you're an idiot for one. And that was bad and embarrassing enough. But did you see what happened this weekend?
Mm-mm. No, what?
While we were in Nashville. A dude named Max McClung, he's white.
Oh, yeah.
NBA All-Star festivities were this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Max McClung, he plays for the Sixers. Fucking tongue twister name, white guy. Won the dunk contest. They were in the streets over that. And I'm like, this has gone too far, dude.
Wow.
This has gone way too fucking far. It's become a full-blown fucking gimmick now. Like, it's not fucking cool anymore. It's not. You're a fucking idiot.
A dunk contest. Like, a championship is one thing.
Absolutely. That's what it's for.
I don't support it, but, like, cool. I get it.
If you get to the championship or the Super Bowl, like, when the Phils with the World Series, you get there, I get it.
I feel like they had pent up, like, they wanted to riot in the streets, and they couldn't because you guys lost, so they probably had it pent up.
Also had three championship losses for this year.
They've had three pent up times of wanting to...
It should have been the best sports year in the history of the city, but, you know, of course you can't count on the fucking Flyers, but it's all on the... It's all on the Sixers now, and it's certainly possible, but, I mean, it's how many second-round bounces have there been from them? And it's like, you put all the eggs of hope in the basket of the birds, and you're like, it feels special, it feels special. And they come up just short, they get fucked, and I understand the angst, believe me, I get it. See the YouTube page. I was fucking weird as fuck that night. I get it.
Yeah.
But don't be out in the fucking streets. You look like a fucking bunch of idiots. You're not, that's not a real fan. And
did
I don't
watch his wrestler promo.
I became Dusty
God.
Rhodes
after air,
and
we need to show you
somebody
shit.
Else.
He went on a whole, like, it's not a long video. It's not, it's maybe like what, minute, 2 minutes?
It's, I don't
but
remember.
But he goes into
a
full blown wrestler, like, you're going to bring it, brother.
I became Dusty Rhodes and Hulk Hogan, but apparently in the comments section, people were like, love the energy, dude. So maybe it accidentally stumbled upon, like, maybe I'll be like Eagles promo guy. I don't know. I haven't, like, revisited that thought a whole lot because, again, I've checked out of the Super Bowl. I'm like, I'm done. I can't. I'm driving myself crazy. But I thought about this weekend when I saw dudes out in the street and women, everybody just acting dumb as fuck over a fucking dunk contest, dude. Over a dunk contest.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this thing hasn't been worth a shit in 20 goddamn years. The city gets nothing for it.
No.
Yeah.
What
the
fuck
gets
are we
nothing,
celebrating
like,
for?
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Now you've become, we've become, and fuck that, because I don't identify with that shit. Even if I still live there, I wouldn't be out in the streets for that shit. You're out there over this. And it's fucking embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It was bad enough when you lost the Super Bowl and you're out there doing it. But it's like, you know what? Okay. A dunk contest is like, it's it. I'm done. And like for a second, I was like, rename the pod maybe. But I was like, no, I can't. You know, at this point, we've got imaging and intros. I can't completely rebrand. You know, and
fun
it's, with,
fact, actually.
It's with good memories.
Hey,
but yeah.
Hey, fun fact. We found out why they greased the poles in Philly. Apparently it's like a thing that the Italian market started. They would grease this one pole down in the Italian market, and they would put salami, money, and like a bunch of other shit at the top of it, and all these people
trinkets.
Climb it. Yeah, they climb it and they get it.
Uh-huh.
And so they started doing it after the Flyers won the Stanley Cup in whatever year that was.
74 was
go.
The first time, yeah. It basically is like a Vince Russo match at the end of WCW. Just put anything on a pole and have dudes
Judy
go
Bagwell
and get it.
On
yes,
a pole.
On a forklift match, right. So I was sitting there, and when I saw that, I was like, you can't get any more low than this.
It's sad.
And the people that fucking shit on this fan base in this city now have ammunition.
That is big ammo.
They've got ammunition.
It's no longer, hey, they, you know, threw batteries at Santa
right.
Claus. It's they destroyed their city over
anything
contest.
Right. Yeah. Anything's an excuse to go in the streets and act stupid, and it's become and we overuse the word gimmick probably, but it's a full-blown fucking gimmick now. And it sucks to watch something that used to have meaning and only happened when it should have happened. You get there or you win. So it's either a hope thing or a celebration thing. Now it's become, we're fucking bored and we just want to go viral and throw shit up on social media because, hey, everyone's got a camera in their pocket and we're going to get views on TikTok and shit. You're a bunch of fucking whores and you're fucking embarrassing this fucking fan base. No, I'm serious. It's a fucking joke. It's terrible.
Hey, buddy. We're trying to keep this positive, okay?
Don't be stupid in climbing poles
over. We got that point, okay? We get the point.
I've said all I need to say anyway, for real.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to be positive with the grease pole thing. Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, let's let's leave on a good note. We
I
had
am
a good
closing
roadie.
The door on all of this shit. We good... did have a good roadie. Nashville represent. Yeah. You showed up strong. I hope we did as well for this episode. No more Super Bowl. No more any of that shit. Looking forward. It's windshield time, not the rear view. Look forward to Super Bowl 58 and hope like hell we get there. Fuck 57. Fuck the Chiefs. And fuck you if you're out in the streets Saturday night celebrating a goddamn dunk contest. We'll see you next week. Stay out of the streets.
As
always.
Go Birds.
Boom.
Yo, how Barkley put it?
You suck.
Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly. Philly.
Facts. Go Birds.
Go Birds! Ah! Oh, oh, okay, yeah!
That would be great.